Charlie Delaney and Chris Page, Up Late. I don't like saying Up Late because people assume it's a grubby show. Up Late.
You're just anything but grubby,
Chris.
You think
Big Brother Up Late. Oh, instantly, yeah. That's instantly what I'm drawn to. Up Late sounds sleazy.
No, yeah, you're
so
right.
So I don't want to do it. So it's just us.
Yeah.
We're here on Today FM and The Fox.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to us. If you're awake, in the studio, we have a very special guest who I'm hoping we're going to talk to each Monday night if he's available. Mr. John Aiken is a psychologist and relationship expert. Thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, it's great to be here, Chris, Charlie.
Thank you. You know, you might have seen John on Kerri-Ann, on The Today Show. He does the magazine work in Cosmo and Australian Men's Fitness, everywhere that there's relationship advice, John is there.
And I've got to say, John, when Charlie was telling me about you, because Charlie recommended you, so we've got to get John in.
Yep.
She said he knows everything, he's so smart, and he's so handsome.
Yeah.
I've got nothing on you, Chris. There's no doubt about that.
We are on the radio.
Battle of the men here. Yeah.
Now,
lucky me.
John, you deal with couples mainly in relationships?
Look,
and
couples, singles.
Help.
So you might have singles that come in and say, John, I've been running around, I'm trying to find the right partner, but I seem to make the same old mistakes. Or you've got couples that come in and say, well, look, we've lost that spark. I've got problems with his mother-in-law, or there's issues here with a problem ex that keeps getting involved. So, and that's what we're talking about tonight. Any sort of relationship issues that you think you've got, whether you're single or you're in a relationship, bring it on through to us because we'll deal with them.
We'd love to hear from you. 131060, pretty broad spectrum there. Anything relationship-wise, I talk to John. John, one thing could I raise?
Please.
Because my girlfriend will love this. I'm going to bring this up on the
Hope
radio.
She's asleep,
her name
Georgie.
Is Georgie.
Yeah.
How important in a relationship, I mean, obviously you're not going to be exactly the same, but having things in common. I don't know, they're little things like books and movies. Movies is the big one. I'll just say that. Movies.
Yeah.
We just.
I'm picking
opposites.
You might be the art house type.
Well, I like the art house. Ooh. Yeah, I like that kind of stuff. And, you know, but also the action movies and, Loki movies. But she is so ridiculously girly.
Can I answer that quickly before John gives you the true answer as a girl's point of view?
Okay.
That when we start going out with you, we're going to fake it and tell you we like all your movies. And the moment you're wrapped around our little finger, I'm going to tell you that I cannot stand action and war movies and I only want to watch, like, Kate Hudson movies.
You're so right.
Sorry.
One of our first dates. Yep. Sure, I'll see No Country for Old Men.
Yep.
Hated it.
Yep.
And now it's all...
Once I've got you, Chris, then I'll tell you what it's really like. Am I right, John?
Well, that's right. You know, we put our best foot forward, don't we, early on in the piece, in that relationship, trying to make a good first impression with them. And then as you start to get to know them, you grow a little bit together, then the real self starts to come out. And what you're talking about there is that perhaps the tastes that seem similar in the first place start to become a little different.
So what do you do? Do you compromise? Like, as a girl, should Georgie go and see the war film just to make him happy?
We tend to take turns. I don't know if this is the right thing, John.
How good is that?
We have boy movie and girl movie.
We're dealing with a very evolved man.
Yeah, I think Tony Robbins would call you like a level 3 relationship.
Yeah, he's a natural, but you're absolutely right. I mean, sharing, coming up both with ideas of what to go to is a great idea. And also, I think in answer to that question, you do probably need at some stage, if you're hating doing something and you're stewing on it, holding it back, you do need to let the partner know that now that we're actually together, you know, I'm not so keen on doing that.
Do you call that lying? Do you think Georgie's lied to him through the rest of the relationship about movies? Or is it just natural as a girl to come put your best foot forward, but it's not classified as lying or faking?
Oh, I think in those situations, it's not lying at all. It's just making sure her man's happy.
Yeah, I agree.
See, those were the good old days. Now there's no lying. Now it's a bit too honest. She lets me know exactly what she thought of Wolf Creek.
On 131060, Georgie, call.
No, you go back to sleep, Georgie. We need the rest of the listeners to call up. 131060, anything relationship-wise. Mr. John Aiken would love to help you out. This is Eskimo Joe. Foreign Land, you're listening to Charlie Delaney and Chris Page.